Okay, the Perek, first Perek of Kedushin, which as you know is the longest Perek in Shas, ends with some very geshmaka sugyas. And most people start from Chavtes Amid Aleph when they want to get into these type of sugyas. Became Pagudah runs every once in a while Kedushin, even during the summer, which means that there's a Havamina that there'll be people interested in it. The truth is, the geshmaka sugyas start, as far as the Ba'oma Dikas sugyas, starts already here from Chavtes Amid Beis, with the statement in the Mishnah of Amira Lagvayak Mishira Lahegit, which is a very an interesting and a very brave sugya. Let's see the Mishnah, and I'll try to get to where this is Nagei Lamaisa. Mishisa Gavaya Bekesef Vushus Hegit Bechazaka. And the Mishnah first says that Rishus HaGavaya BeKesef, Rishus HaGi BeChazaka, and then the Mishnah says, I mean, Yuvasa Lezvayik, and Yuvasa Lehegi. Now, that sounds like a stira, the Rishon of the Sefer. Rishon says, Rishus HaGavaya, how does Gavaya get things? BeKesef. Right? That's the narration. How does Gavaya, what's Gavaya? Hegdish. How does Hegdish get things? So the first line of the Mishnah says, Rishus HaGavaya BeKesef. And the second line in the Mishnah says, Amira say Lagvaya can Mesira Lahegi. That Amira Lagvaya is like Mesira Lahegi. So, what's going on here? How do you learn Pashkashan the Mishnah? If somebody is teaching this Mishnah to a kid, if somebody's just starting, they have a Sphere Ration to say for, no? The Ration says, what?
No way. I got all the words. There's another
word. But Amira. Amira, Amira is much easier than Kesef. What? Yeah, but it's... What is the Pashu way it works with Kesef? If it works with Amira, why do I care if it works with Kesef or not? I'll tell you, if you say you're going to give me something, it's mine. And you should know, if I give you money for it, it's also mine. If saying it makes it mine, so why does giving it have to do with anything? Why should that be any different? The Gizbar is getting something. Yeah, but why in the ratio the Gizbar is getting something? So as soon as the person giving it to him says, alright, you can have it, it's it, it's Hegdish. If he gives the Kesef, he doesn't give the Kesef, what's the difference? Not saying. If you buy something without saying, you just go to the store, you don't say a word, you just pick up the. You pick up a can of paint for Hegdish and you give them money. No, if you pick it up, it's no good. The case is that it's not here. If I pick it up, I give the shekels. It's not here. So I go over to someone. He's got a behemoth out in the Gemara calls it the Seif Ha'ilam. What does the Gemara say? The Seif Ha'ilam. So I go over to, I'm the Gizbar. I go over to someone. He's got a behemoth of the Seif Ha'ilam. I'm giving him money to buy the behemoth for Hegdish. I'm not saying anything. How can I buy a behemoth of the Seif Ha'ilam without saying anything? I give them my SSF, he doesn't agree, he doesn't disagree, he's just quiet. So the nafkamina is if he's quiet, if he doesn't say a word. That'd be the whole nafkamina. What?
Then you're paying something off, you buy something without saying you're buying it, but you're giving
them. Well, the buyer could say. The buyer doesn't compel the seller. The buyer says, I want to buy it, but doesn't compel the seller to sell it.
You're just saying, I'm buying it.
What? If the sheik is, if she accepts it, that's the sin that she wants. The same thing here. So maybe that's the chat. Maybe that's the way you would teach a pashat. That if you don't talk, it's with kesef. If you talk, it's with amira. A little funny because talking is so much easier than paying. Right. He's no amira. The seller doesn't say. It's funny because the thing is not here. The thing is the sefer. So the seller doesn't say a word, he's a very quiet person. He's not donating and he's selling it. So the Amira doesn't make it be sold? You have to say there's no Amira. What?
Why would you think
there's an Amira by a seller? The seller is a when you buy things, you don't talk?
You talk a lot,
because Amira Gavayas didn't see your Lahegit. It's only by Matani you think, and not by Mecher. Is that true? Oh, so he's saying Chiddush. If I go over to Hegdish and I tell Hegdish, I make a contract with Hegdish, I'm going to sell you whatever it is, and I didn't get any money yet, so it's not binding. That's what I want to say. It doesn't apply to me. Right. The Ran seems to learn that way. The Ran learns that Mechir is different. When you're donating, I'm merely going to see what I had. And when you're selling, it's not that way. What's the case of selling? Selling your peg is cheap at the regular price? Don't have to know. Because if it's the regular price, so when I back out, I'm not cheating Hegdish. Because Hegdish wants $100 worth of apples for $100. So I'm not cheating them. I'm just making it harder for the kids. We have to run around. No, I'm saying that the Amilu would be something. Instead of cash. I understand you're right when you get the cash. I'm just wondering if the Amira. Again, the Ran says that Mechir is different and donating is different. When you make it something, Kesef, that's the Reisha. And the Sefer, Amira Lagvaya, is talking when you give something, say you make a donation. So, according to that, it's very broad. The Ramban brings this chat, he has kashas on. Not clear how his maskana is. But Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Hamakna both answer not like the Ran. There was they answer if you hold that Mechira is Chal Ba'amira, if you hold that Mechira is Chal Ba'amira, so what's the difference duration of the Sefer? So Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Hamakna both say that Avada Mechira is also with Amira. But the Amira, a person could be shayel on his neder. A person who says, I'm going to give something to Hegdish, if he wants, he could be shayel. Now he can't just say, I want to be shayel, he has to have a Pesach. But he could have, let's say he has a Pesach. Let's say he says, if I would have known that it's worth this much, I wouldn't have given it. He has some Pesach, something he didn't know. So Amira, you could be shayel on. The Weisha, Rishus HaGvaya BeKesef, is telling you that it's Nikna BeKesef. That through Kesef it's Nikna, and being Shail doesn't help. So it's Takachu Amira Lagvaya Kanasira Lahadid even by Mechira. And Amira is binding, and you say you'll sell it, it's the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Machnim on that, it's also binding. So if Amira is Chal, why do I need Kesef in the Reisha? I need Kesef to tell you it's a Kenyan that it can't be Chayzer by being Shail on his nether. That's the teretz of the Hamakna and Rabbi Kiva Eger. So it comes out, we have two pshatim in the Mishnah. Either the Ran's chart, that the Rosh is talking by Mechira and the Sefer is talking by donations, or the Kiva Eger and the Hamakna, which L'chaira they're explaining like the Ramban, like those who argue with the Ran, that really even Mechira is also Nikna Amir. It's just Amira, you could be Chayzer by being Shail on your neder. And Osi Dibur and Vakul Dibur. But once you do a Kenya Kesef, that you cannot. Yes. Vaisa seems to explain the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. There's no question the Reisha is talking by Mechira and the Sefer is talking by a donation. The question is, why shouldn't, in Svara, it doesn't seem to make sense, why shouldn't Amira be by Mechira too? If Amira is Kemesira, so why by Mechira should it be any different? If I agree to sell something to Hegdish, so why shouldn't it be that way? The Chiddush, and therefore, but once I have the Chiddush of Amir, going to the Seer of Hegdish, I would think that whatever you say, if I tell Hegdish I'll deliver whatever merchandise, I would think Amir is going to say that. Now, if they're not going to pay me, of course I have to deliver it. But as long as they're continuing in the deal, it should be fine. I only say, in other words, this is a chiddush, so I only say the chiddush as far as it goes. Where do we learn the chiddush? The pasuk says beficha is in tzedakah, we learn out that Amira is chal. So I would say it's only a donation. Why should a donation? I don't know, but everywhere else, there's different kinyana from Matan and Mechira. Like people. Same thing in Matan and Mechira. Same kinyana. Yeah, I'm talking about when it's a Kenyan. When Amir is a Kenyan. If it is. And if it is, so then the question comes up. If Amir is a Kenyan Fahagish, why do I need Kesef? Look, I can't argue with you because the Ran Lamaisa makes the chilek. I'm going to tell you, it's wrong. The Ran makes the chilek, but to say it fits well to the Brice, it's push of chat in the Brice. It's not all PK. We're going to see, we'll explain it. Right, so Amir Lagvaya calls man that Amir exists. Once I'm about to that Amir, it doesn't exist, so there's no fact. Alright, Tal Rabban. Let's see the case. Ketad Rishus Gavaya the Kesef. I don't like the Ran. Everyone likes the Ran better. The Ran is a good man. Plus, you shot in the brag, so let's learn the Ran. Ketad Rishus Hagvaya the Kesef. Gizbar Shanasam Rice the Behemoth. The Gizbar Kamah Behemoth sale. And I have a behema in a different city. So the gizbar says, I need behemoths. I'll give you money. I fill the behema safe. I won't come. Now, what would be by a hedjit in such a case? The hedjit by kana chiyush. What does that mean? If you come over to me and you give me cash for my behema, you're not kindness. If hedjit gives me cash for the behema, hedjit is kindness. So where's a better kayak? Where's a better kayak? Hegdish. So it makes sense to everybody. Hegdish should be stronger than Hegdish. One minute. Are you better off? Think about it for a minute. Minat Torah, Rav Yechanan said, if you give me money for my behema, what will be the din Minat Torah? A Hegdish. If you give me money for a behema, you're kind of Minat Torah. Why would the Rabbanan say that if you give me money for my behema, you're not kind of it? What was the Gzera? That's for the taiva of the buyer or the seller, the takana of Rabbi Yechanan. For the better of the buyer. So this whole Gemara, we say, if the hedjit comes to me and he gives me cash for my behema, he's not kind. If hedjit gives me cash for my behema, they are kind. So who's better off? Who's better off, the hedjit or the hedjit? Huh?
The
hedjit. The hedjit. That's not the staver. It's not a starver. If it's Yechanan, Minat Torah, everybody's kind of with Kesef. Sai Hegdish and Sai Hegdish. Minat Torah, everybody's kind of. So it makes no sense. If Yechanan comes, says, I want to protect the buyer, I'm going to make it because anyway, Kesef is not kind of. Because if Kesef will be kind of, then maybe the seller, there'll be a fire and he won't save the Dava Nikon. He won't save. So I'm going to protect the buyer. And I'm going to say that Kesef is not kainah, so you do Mashiach. Why do Rabbi Yechanan protect Hegdish the same way? Why do Rabbi Yechanan protect Hegdish exactly the same way and say that by Hegdish, Kesef shouldn't be kainah because we have to protect Hegdish? There'll be a fire and he's going to say, this is a Chitzech HaBaliyah. Tell him. What? Maybe. Be a loss to the seller or to the buyer. If there be a fire, Hegdish loses. Hegdish the buyer. That's the case. The Gizbar, not some mice, but the Hamer. The Gizbar is buying. What? So therefore the Gizbar, so you're going to make half a Rabbi Yechanan step on it. I don't know, Gemara is a away. Gemara says that a fill of the Behem is beside fire, I'm Kana. That means if the Behem has a heart attack tomorrow and he dies, Hegdish loses. That's what's shown the Gemara. Hegdish loses the money.
that's why we track more than the Kaima.
So then why is Rabbi Yechman doing a favor for the Kaima? Rabbi Yechman came along to protect the Kaima. He did not protect Hegdish. Why did he protect Hegdish? It's a double problem. Okay. It's not Pesach the Gemara. It's not Pesach is they're kind of means that kind of. Okay. Okay, you'll see if you find the Rishon that says that, I'll accept it. I don't believe you're going to find anybody that says that you're saying the Pesach of the Gemara, you're saying it's only halfway. If you find someone, they'll say such a thing. I'm not, I don't think it's so.
If
the chitim belong to Hagdish and the fire, he'll go around anyway to protect his Jews. People like people. Maybe. Maybe the pshat is that the Hegdish, people were not worried that people will let it burn. Okay. The alternative was the Mimashicha. The Kesser shouldn't be Kaina. Not giving, selling. Here we're still talking about selling. Right? There's still the Reisha. The Gizmat Varia. Maybe this will be kind only a Mashiach, just like a Yid, just like a regular head Yid, it's kind of a Mashiach, but that's going to be kind of a Mashiach. By the way, the Hamakni asked the Kasha, not my Kasha. Hamakni asked this Kasha, that when you read a Pasha, Hegdish is better, it seems Hegdish is worse. Yeah. Yeah. You mean it's better for Hegdish to be guaranteed that the person won't back out, even if they'll lose money if there's a fire? What are you saying? And by a Hegdish, it's not worth it? And a Hegdish? Why don't you say by a Hegdish? Why are you doing me a tiger? I'd rather him not back out and not worry about the fire. And Hegdish? Not full price. It's the derech of Hegdish to have a better deal. I don't know. I was specific about this. If you, I'm saying now, the Rav says there's a difference between mechira and donation. If I go to Hegdish and I sell them $1,000 worth of something for $500, is that a donation or mechira? Both. That means the amira he has to schal. I have to donate to him. But then Shamshi says it's no good. What you're trying to say is that's mechira, and therefore the Hegdish won't protect mechira. But if we're going to say that the part that's an extra donation is amira anyway, and I have to stick to it, so then it's only the mechira part which is for equal value. I'm not sure the answer. I remember last time Kiddushin, there was also talk about this. I think even in the Rishayim, hopefully we're going to find the effort tomorrow, because that's to do with this Gemara. If you sell something to Hegdish for a cheaper price, is that called a donation? Is that called a wholesale is cheap? Wholesale is cheap. If I have what halacha considers it a tax deduction. In halacha, if I have something I can't sell, then that's not called cheap. But if I have something, let's say I make tables. It cost me, I'm a craftsman, so I take $50 worth of wood and I make a $200 table out of it. If I take $50 worth of wood, I make a $200 table. If it's sellable, there's a market for it. If I donate it to tzedakah, that's donating $200. It's not donating $50. Everything goes by shara shuk. That's a big rule. But everything goes by shara shuk. If it has a shara shuk, there are people willing to pay $200 for it, then it's $200. See, there you're not really buying for fruit. There you're doing the kinyan with a fruit, then you have to pay the rest of the money.
Also, when you buy a field, you want to buy a small part of the field. You buy something on the field.
So he's only buying one fruit that's worth of the field for the fruit. He's not buying a $10 worth of the field for a fruit. Then one fruit. No, if you don't need Tiburim, that's what he said. If you only need Tiburim, then you can't buy one for dessert. You can't buy a salad for it. And if you don't need Tiburim, so you just buy a Prita, whatever little inch of the earth. But you
don't. We don't say in all. We don't say in the case of someone who buys, gives them $100 or $300.
You sell me a $300 field for $100. Is the other $200 a matana? May what's the dafka mean? Open to matana or not? Yeah, but you can't prove to me from another case that there's no nafkamina. You said we never sell that. You sell me a $300 thing for $100, sell for $200 in matana. I never said it's been there. Maybe it is matana. Alright, this is the cool guy I want to get back to tomorrow. If you sell it cheaper, see, I really agree with you. If you sell a $300 field for $100, you're selling it for $100. My subject is, by Hegdish, if I agreed to sell Hegdish a $300 field for $100, it would seem that Amira should be a binding Amira under $200 worth. It would seem that that's a Matana that should be a binding Matana. Okay. All right. Let's hold off. We'll come back to this in Yitzhak tomorrow. The question of whether you give it cheaper. Let's today limit to, because I'm not sure what the ground rules are when you give it cheaper. So let's limit today to either a mechira for normal price or a matana. So we have two dinim. The way to round line. One din that a regular mechira is the kesef. And one din that a donation is Bamira. Those are the two dinim of the Mishnah. And this price is explained. So again, the first explanation, the first part of the price is that when Hegdish buys the Kesef, it's bought. And we have this bit of a problem that, like Rabbi Yechanan, why did Rabbi Yechanan make his Gezerah to protect Hegdish? So he should have protected Hegdish with the same Gezerah, unless, like somebody said, so maybe by Hegdish you don't have to protect it, because a person who knows he's a Shomer on Hegdish will always go out of his way to help to save things that belong to Hegdish. Sounds like a mahalo. The Sefer, Amul Advaikim Sila Hegdish, Ha'ilah Shurza, Ha'ilah Bayez Hegdish, Ha'ilah Besef Ha'ilah Kah. The Hegdish Lekah, Ha'ilah Shurza Yechayat. We know Kinyane Hegdish that we spent the last while on. The Kinyane Hegdish is the Amira. Amira Lekvaya Kavasir Lehed. Now this is the big cloud, which we're familiar with from all over Shas. The Kiddush Gadol of the Ran in our sugya is that this rule, which the Ran brings down the halachis, the Ran says, why am I bringing down? The Ran only brings halachis that are negeya kizman hazeh. Heyos, there is no Hegdish kizman hazeh. So the Ran says, why am I bringing it down? So he says, Kasafti sugya zu, neshi yeshluma nimenu l'tzdaka, l'tzdaka dami kanya ba'amira, l'tzir v'ficha zu tzedaka. This is the Chiddush Haran, which I think the Pesukim will see if anybody disagrees, but as of now I think they all agree, that just like Amira l'tzvaya k'mesira l'hedya by Hegdish, the same thing, Amir Advaya Kamasir Lahedyat by Tzedakah, which means that if a person says, I'm going to give Tzedakah, it becomes Kamasir Lahedyat, it's Chal. So a person says, I'm going to give this to Tzedakah, so there's a Chalais, and it's an important halacha to know. People, unfortunately, are nichshal in this. Not deliberately, nobody deliberately is going to cheat tzedakah, but people pledge money and they don't pay, or people make a mishaberach in the shul and they don't pay, or people promise, whatever it is. I don't think people know the chaim of the Indian. If you're ever at a levaya, and they say kiyom olei rachamim, if you have some chazanim who say, bavur shekol ha-nefsofim kam yitnu tzedakah bar askaras mishmasai, and you say amen, so you obligate yourself with that amen to give tzedakah, Amir Lekvaya. Just made a neder to give tzedakah. He says, Rishiel, that's the Lashon very often that these chazanim say. Kohen is Safin Kohen, everybody's there. Use the tzedakah, but it's the Arkish Moses. It means that you have to do it. Always disturbs me when they say such a nusach. I don't know where they got the nusach from. But it bothers me, because I'm sure, and that's we're saying to Hashem, bench this neshama, because everyone here is going to give tzedakah. That means, if everyone here doesn't give, so then the Kemal Rach Mazakah, there's no so it's not how, right? So the Hashem do it because of this. It means if this doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. It seems to me to be an incorrect thing. What? I don't know. So Amen, we know Amen is in there. So I don't know. Normally, if you say Amen, it's in there. In Halacha, you say yeah. It means yes. That's the Kiddush of the Ramah. Then it becomes an obligation, but for now we're sticking with the Pashas. Okay, it's true, the Ramah says that if you're machle the yadav to give, it's also binding. Alright, we'll get to everything in time. Okay. You should bear for sure. Same thing by us. We say, believe it, when he says it, he says it. But, all right. So this is the Ramah. Shamir l'tzayis to the Tzira l'hedyik, not only by Hegdish, but the Tzedakah itself. You say this stick is Tzayis. You say this stick in Lamdis, and it's a say this stick in Halach l'mayis. First let me tell you the Lamdis, and then we'll talk about the Halach l'mayis. The Tzayis is Simi Reshu Bey, Sivkat Ndali. And don't be fooled, the Tzayis starts off with a very unusual case which you would think never happened. But the site of the Tzayis' Shaila and Amir Lagvayik and Mesir Lahedyit is, when we say Amir Lagvayik and Mesir Lahedyit, is that a neder? He's talking about Tzedakah. Is that a neder? And when you make a Mishaberach, you say something, it's a neder, Samadin neder. Or, no. Amira Lagvaya Kamasira Lahedyit. Maybe it's a Kenyan. Namish a Kenyan. Now, if I just say I'm going to give $100, I don't say which 100. It can't be a Kenyan because I didn't say which 100. But let's say I say I'm going to give this to Tzedakah. I'm putting it in my hand. I say I'm going to give this to Tzedakah. Or better yet, somebody in the shul is in charge. She's collecting the money to give to the Yanni. So I took the $100 bill and I gave it to him to give to the Yanni. So he's holding them. He's holding the checks. He's holding the money. Is that a kinyan? Is pshat that the Ani now owns it? Or is the pshat that I made a neder, I'm going to give it to the Ani? But I didn't... What? If I say I'm going to give 100, so it's a neder, but it can't be a kinyan, because which 100 is fixed? It can be a shiva, it can be a kinyan. Okay, that may be so. It may be so. But the his clar is that there's something to talk about. There's something here, a specific item or a bill. I took out a bill and I gave it to someone. Someone is getting money together. So he's collecting money and give it to an army, to the group. So I give him a bill. Now that I knew will look right. Now, of course, if he picks up and says, I have a mind to be kind of for the army, of course it's a Kenyan Hagbah. I'm talking where that's not the case. There is no other Kenyan. All there is an Amira. Does that Amira create a Kenyan that Imamish becomes the other person's? Or is the Amira just a nether? Not just, the nether is a big thing. But is the Amira a nether that I made a promise and whatever promise I do, I have to keep? The very big Nafkamina, what? It's a good question, and ask it to me when I finish the class, okay? Because I'm not sure there are two ways to understand that. So the Ktzais brings a nafkamina, the most basic nafkamina. If I am collecting money for a certain money, Ruven. Now again, I'm not claiming it for Ruven. I'm not Ruven Shliach. I get together with my friends, I say, you know, Ruven, whatever, he's making a chasna, I'd like to put together some money for him. Or he lost his jar, let's put together some money for him. So I'm collecting money. So people give me money for Reuven. Yeah, I think, you know, Shimon also needs money. I collected so much money for Reuven. Let me instead be Mishan and let me give it to Shimon. Could a person be Mishan and Mitzvaka with Mitzvaka? That's the question. Yeah. If the person who gave it al das yena individual, he knows the person, it's his friend, he gave me money, there's no shaila. The das nosi was because of the receiver, and there's no suffix that I can't be mishana, it's because I learned it's available from the donor. The donor didn't want to give to the other person. The shaila is where I don't tell, it happens to me very often, I go to people in shul, I tell them, you know, someone in the shul needs money, I don't say who. So they give me money. And the money I'm collecting is for Reuven. Can I later decide, you know, Shimon needs money? I'll split up if some to Reuven, some to Shimon. That'd be Mishanim and some to Shimon. The Tzai says, obviously, if it's a Kenyan, if Amir was a Kenyan, there's nothing to talk about. As soon as the person said, I'm going to give money to whatever you're collecting for, that Ani is Kaina, even though he doesn't know who the Ani is. But that Ani is Kaina, if it's a Kenyan, it can't be Mishanim. The shaila is if it's a neder. The ksos is mechadish. If it's a neder, what's the neder? What is the neder? The ficha du tzaka. He didn't say a lush neder. He just said, I'm going to give it. The ficha du tzaka means that it's a neder to give tzaka. Who to give it to? That's not part of the neder. One is not more a mitzvah than the other. That's what I mean. No bigger mitzvah to give one than the other. So the Christ says that if it's a neder, the ficha zutzdaka is saying that it's a neder to give tzedakah. Or even if I meant to give to a certain tzedakah, later I could be mishana to a different tzedakah. Because which tzedakah to give to, that's not a neder. The neder is only on the side that I give tzedakah. When the Torah came along, the Torah said b'tichas tzedakah, the Torah said that when you say something zut tzedakah, that makes it tzedakah. It doesn't make it tzedakah to him or not to him. That's not a shimu, you make tzedakah. So if you hold it to nearby as Dr. Tzais, you could be mishat to a tzedakah of equal hashiva, so let's say. You could be Mishana. You hold the Kenyan, you can't be Mishana. It's Nikta to whoever. Samir is a Kenyan. So this is a big enough Kenyan. If you're Mishana from Das Nosin, it's a problem. But when I'm not Mishana from Das Nosin, again, if I told the Nosin, Ruvain needs money, then I can't be Mishana. I told him that someone is sure needs money. He gives it to me. Now I found out two people who need it. Originally, it was given to me for fly for Ruvain. Now it's Rosh Hashanah. No Shah Das Nosin, because Das Nosin was to give to someone the Shul. I don't give it to someone the Shul. The Shul was only, I really was kind of to him, if I'm really by it. I really was supplying me, so it should be found. The Tzais brings a Radvaz. He writes the Radvaz as Mestapek. It sounds like the Radvaz is Naita Lahokel, that it's a Din Neder. And he brings a Hagos Maimoni who holds that it's a Din Kenyan. And it's precise, Nemzon Ladino, like the Tzad Kula, like the Red Bas. He says to them on that the place gave on Ekel, that it's a Din Neder, not a Din Kenyan. And therefore, it sounds like it's a Ketzai, a big Kula, it's a Kula Saksais. The Kula of the is, that even when the money was Amir Lagvaya, you could still be Mishana. What? Again, Mitzachim Lalam is only with a Maisa Kid. If I had a mind to do a Hagbar for him, then you're right. Mitzachim Lalam. Or if I'm a Shriya, then Mitzachim Lalam. But if that's not the case, I'm getting the money together and I plan to give it to him, it'll be kind of then. If I didn't have a mind to be kind of to him, especially as the Amir will automatically accuse. It's only different if you're a shliach of the Ani. If you're a shliach of the Ani, then it'll be different. If you're a shliach of the Gizbar, so you get Dine Gizbar, which we're going to have to get into, Dine Gizbar. But as far as a simple case where you're giving money to a to per person. Lavdafka he gave it. I just took an example. Someone's collecting Lavdafka. You said, I'll give to this and to that. Can you yourself now be mishanet to another stuck of equal? Does the amira create? Did it create a neder? If you're a kinyan, it's a kinyan. But if you hold to neder, the ketosis chiddush is it's only a neder. I want to give to tzedakah. The other part, there's no zeros hakasim. But if I said this and this tzedakah it's chal, it wouldn't be a chal. Think about it. I don't know. The last one's okay. I'm not saying I will talk about it because I don't want to talk about it. We'll talk about it. I don't think it's easy to say. You're allowed to do Kinyan on Shabbos for Zar Mitzvah. You can play your Shabbos. What? Even if it's Zayfah to someone, if it's a Bar Mitzvah, you can be Zayfah. Even for Shabbos food. So Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can go to a store and take food and say, we'll settle the money after Shabbos. If he trusts you, you don't want to mention a price or a weight, but if he trusts you, you can just, you can be kind of food to eat on Shabbos. Doesn't mean you're starving and you want ice cream for dessert. By the Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Bar Mitzvah is for sure. Because here, it's not in law, if you have a mind to be zeta to someone, then it's a siya and it's a thing. I don't agree with you, but if you're right that the collector has a mind, so then the size would be talking when there is no collector. You just said it. You said, I'm going to give this tag. I'm going to give this to this and this to Zaka. Why does Kyle? The thing is, so there is no collector. You say, I'm going to give this and this to Zaka. Now, can you, if you mention a specific tzedaka, could you be mishanah to a different tzedaka? If it's a neder, the ketzai stems on, what chav is, but he has to give it to tzedaka. But to which tzedaka? That's not the mitzvah, this and that, so the name of it.
If it's neder, what's
chav? What's the problem? So we'll have to go back to the Ram, that's talking about the chiv, where there is no dinamir of the that's the one I'm buying. And we're talking in the case where you're giving it. So there's a difference between buying it. The Tzais has another nafkamina. He mentions Tzais Tavarav. If the man promised money to Tzedakah, he died before he gave it. I don't mean money in general. I mean he promised a specific thing to Tzedakah. And then he died before he gave it. And the Yashin is always a mitzvah of Kibra Be'ein to listen. But see, Yashin don't want it. They don't want to give it. The father said, I'll give, donate his house to Tzedakah. And the kids come, they say, we don't want to give it. If you hold that the Amir was a Kenyan, then Tzedakah was kind of. The Yashin had no choice. You say, Amir was a neder. So the father made a neder. The kids don't have to keep the father's nidarim. Father made a neder, he'll come to the Isle of Madness, he'll be an honest, he died. He meant to give it, he would have given it. He died, he's an Einus Gomer, and he was Einus Gomer. So, he was an Einus. He made a neder, he didn't do it. Very big enough for Nina. The other Nafkamina, which the Ketzai starts with. What? What? Every will. Who said he came back out? If he doesn't, did he stand right to will? Why can't you back out? Why can't the children back out? That's a question if they came back out. It's a mitzvah, this is a say to give it. Keep it out of the so they have a mitzvah, say to give it. Keep it out of the but you can't remember. Keep it out of the you can't force it. Put back out. So keep it out. He doesn't know how to be able he's talking generally about a will. We might show how to work with him as our difference. Yeah, because there's no question on that. Somebody writes a will without a proper doing it properly. It's a fight. What? Well, it's a psychist. No, I, like I said, I think everyone would pass it like the Ran. I don't think there's a machloikis if we pass it like the Ran. It's chidushin, is what you're saying, it's true. but I don't think it's a suffix. I think the psak is like the man that Amira Lahegdi. I told you, the Ramah even holds Machshava. But Amira, I think everyone passed these. I don't think it's a suffix. So that's for sure. Now the suffix, if it's a Kenyan or a Neder, so says that right place can hold it's a Neder. So then it's so this is the Kula of the Ketzais. Now, there's L'chaira, a big raya to the Ketzais. In the Birchas Avram, he says that L'chaira is such a pashta raya to the Ketzais that it's a neder and not a kinyan. He says, in the very fact that you could be shayel on Amira with Staka, that's Allah Ketzukah Shulchan Aruch, you could be shayel. So the mere fact that you could be shayel is a raya, it's a neder. A neder, you could be shayel. You can't be shayel on kinyanim. Can't be shayel on a Kenyan. I don't enter the Kenyan. Kenyan is a Kenyan. The mere fact that it's a that you can be shayel is the strongest raya that it has a din neder. So I kind of emphasize this is all the shittas haktzais, and you'll meet Hashem. We'll get to the question of whether it's kedai lismach al haktzais. If the haktzais is mechudish. In two ways. Mechudish that he calls it a neder. They pass this as a neder. There's Mechudish that he holds if it is a neder, it's not a neder to Tzlaini, it's just a neder to Tzedakah, the concept of Tzedakah, and that's all. But this is the Shita of the Ketzais, and it seems to be his Lamaisa. I'll just tell you the other Nafkamin in the Ketzais, because if you look at it, so he starts with the following Mechleikis the Rosh and the Rambam. The halacha is, You say when I'll buy something, I'll give it to Hegdish. L'shek nema ek b'shevet. You say, I'm planning to buy this, when I buy it, I'll give it to Hegdish. Everyone agrees that's a neder. It's a neder, it can be a kinyan, it's a double shalav alayim. You don't own it yet. But a neder, that everyone agrees. If you say, when I will buy it, I will magdish it, all agree that that is a that's a neder. Question is, if I say the thing that I'm going to buy, I want it to become hegdish now. What I'm going to buy, I want it to be hegdish. I don't say the word now. I say that the thing I'm going to buy, rush with the rush, yehi hegdish. Masha ekna yehei kaidish. The thing that I'm going to buy should be kaidish. Is that chal or not? The Rush says lap klobu. What I will buy should be kaidish. What I will buy should be kaidish. Yehei kaidish. I'm now making it kaidish. The Rush says the words make no sense. It's a double, you don't own it. You can't make it hegdish now. You're saying, now I'm making hegdish the thing I will buy. So the Rush says la klomu, it's garnished, it's worth that you can do, not a neder, it's nothing. That's the Rush says la klomu, that's lashon Rush. If the Rambam disagrees, the Rambam says that if I say such a lashon, that that chayv l'kayim nidra. The same thing as the echnan ag b'shem, the same thing. The Ketzais brings this machlaikis, and then he brings the chakir, if it's a neder or a kenyan. The funny thing is, he doesn't come back to explain what he means. When you give a speech, so I have to be all the time. I say a kasha, then I get into a whole long kilpul, and I forget to come back and say how it answers the original kasha. So the Ketzais, I don't think he forgot, but he still was smart enough to figure it out. He brings the machlaikis to Rashi around that. And then he brings the Rabbah that does nine means that a Kenyan or neder. I don't think at the end he goes back. But what he means to say, I think, is the Rosh holds Amir Lodvaikim Sir Lahegdish is a Kenyan. And since he holds it's a Kenyan, so it's Lach Kulum, you can't do a Kenyan when it's Loibol Island. And the Rambam holds that Amir Lodvaikim is a neder. So Mela it's Chal, but there is neder. He's saying Yehei Kaidish, and using the Rosh, I'm making a Hegdish now. But so it's chal b'teres neder. So teres neder could be chal. It's not mistaver. It's not mistaver that if I say this which I'm about to buy, yehi kodesh, that afterwards I could back down from the ramifications of what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's chal now. I'm just saying I'm making a neder. Yehei Kodesh. That what I will buy, Yehei Kodesh, should be Kodesh. I'm now being magdish the thing I will buy. If it's in there, so that whatever the ramifications of my words, if I get the past and present tense of it stuff, it shouldn't change anything. It's clear what I intended. So any clear words should be chal b'teres neder. Tinyan, the Rosh is right. I think this is what he means. But I'll put him this the k'tzais. Again, two chiddush in the k'tzais. That he says it's a din neder. That's one chiddush. And the second chiddush, even if it's a din neder, you could say, well, it's a neder to give it to Pliny. He says, no. The neder is tzedakah. That's the neder. Who I'll give it to? That's up to me. That's not chal b'dinei neder. The Machnefrayim seems to hold the reverse. The Machnefrayim held that tzedakah is days. Seems to Neman that it's a din kinyan. Very interesting raya. His raya is Hilchos Nedarim. By Nedarim, first I have to tell you a mission of Nedarim. Right in the beginning of Nedarim, you learn that if I say, let's have a piece of chazer in front of me and a piece of kosher meat. Now I make a neder, zeh to zeh. The kosher meat should be like a chazer. So that's not chazer, nothing happens. You can't make kosher meat chazer. Chazer is something the Torah asked it, and kosher meat is. However, if there's a piece of head dish, something that was chalad amira, then I could say zeh to zeh, I could be fully imagined. I could be mattress one thing and another thing. If I made something hegdish, so afterwards I could say, Zek is Zek. Something else should be like that thing which is hegdish. Just like the hegdish by Mira got certain dinim. So the thing I'm saying now, Zek is Zek, this should have the same dinim as that. That's the basic rule of Hilchos Nedarim, that you could be mattress one thing on another. The Rambam says, you could be mattress something on something you promised the tzedakah. If I say I'm giving this to tzedakah, and later I say zek is zek, you could be mafkis, but the second thing should be like the first, it also has to go to tzedakah. There's a statement around that. There's a list of things that you could be mafkis. It's actually in Hilchos Matanis Aniyim. The Rambam says that you could be mafkis one thing on tzedakah. Zek the Machnefayim, if it's a neder, then zek hazeh wouldn't make sense. Because then, let's say I take one behemah, I say I'm going to give this to tzedakah. Second behemah is zek hazeh. The first behemah is still mine. If it's just a neder, I made a neder, I'm going to give it to tzedakah. But the thing didn't change. The thing is still my behemah, which I promised to give to tzedakah. The guf hadavar has no, there's nothing was chal on the guf hadavar, it's still my animal. I just made a neder, I'm going to give it. Katfasa, I can't say zek is zek if this is just my behemah. If you'll say that it's a kinyan, and when I say this is tzedakah, it's haka becomes shel tzedakah. So the matzvah makes sense. I say zek is zek. This became shel tzedakah through my amira. So zek is zek, this should also become shel tzedakah. But on the first thing, it's still mine. So for my time, it doesn't make sense. Elamai. The Machnefrayim comes on that it has a din. What? I mean, maybe Rambam is talking such a case where you're makhnut to tzedakah. You have to look at the Lashon Rambam. Right? The Machnefrayim, when this thing is Lashon Rambam, then it means on something that you said you're going to give. So that's the whole concept. Things on the money or things on the neder? The neder dies, remember, the money lives head you. There's nothing with chal in the chetitz. So then on the person that he has to give it. That's chal in the chetitz. So what's that kazeh? It's nothing to do with kazeh. We say eser bezeh, masha eser kazeh. So chal on him. I was thinking, I'll tell you Shaila, and the Shaila actually happened. Someone promised money to a tzedakah. And It was a significant amount of money, and he found out about a good investment. And he told the tzedakah, the truth is he had never physically given the money. It was something, it was a major amount of money, it was supposed to be for a certain project. So he was giving, let's say it was $100,000 that area. So he wanted to make sure it's used for a project. The project doesn't take off, he wasn't giving it. So the tzedakah opened up an account, and he was the signator, and he put it into the account, $100,000, but it was his account. It wasn't the Meister had no control over it at all. He put it into an account, and he opened the account. The Meister didn't open it. It was a brokerage account. And he personally opened it. It stuck had no sheet in it. I don't even know they knew it existed. And he came to the tzedakah, and he said, he knows of a very good investment. And he's going to guarantee the $100,000 to the tzedakah, but he wants to take the money, invest it, and whatever they'll make, he'll give to the tzedakah. So it was guaranteed that the tzedakah wasn't asking. So he took the $100,000 and he invested it, and in a few weeks it became $140,000. It was whatever it was during those years that these things were happening. And it became $140,000, so suddenly it was $140,000 in the bank, and fine. In his cheshbayis of tzedakah, let's say he has a meiser of a cheshbayis. He has that much money, he should make a chaymish cheshbayis, right? So whatever is meiser cheshbayis. Did he give tzedakah $100,000? Or did he give tzedakah $140,000? How much money did he give? Later, came the time, the project started, and he gave them the $140,000. He gave $100,000 or he gave $140,000? I guess I was thinking. Shouldn't it be totally in respect to you? What? No, what? Yeah, but it was used for the project. It was used for the project. No, he gave it tonight. I was McLean, then my son has got. What? Well, that's the thing. On a certain day, he put $100,000 into the account. On that day, it was an amira of a certain $100,000. Now, he didn't give it to tzedakah. He was controlling it. But it was certainly an amira on a specific $100,000. So if you hold it to Kenyan, so when he put the $100,000 in the account, then tzedakah was kind. It was good tonight. They'll use it for a certain project. But the tzedakah was kind of the $100,000. So what? Well, let me finish my thought. So it was a Kenyan that I would think the $100,000. Now it's tzedakah. Now, if that 100 is invested and becomes 140, it's a tzedakah made money, not him.
Why not would have lost? I mean, why couldn't it be
imagined? So he was guaranteeing it, and then he would have made an additional donation.
Why can't it be imagined?
What do you mean?
Tzedakah would have lost by
him. One second, you're trying to bring a rally. Let me just finish my thought. If it's a nether, what if you're asking? If it's just a nether, so the 100,000 in the bank is no more than a nether. And then it became 140. It's getting 140. What if you're masking
it?
If it's a nether, so I made a nether out to give $100,000. The 100 now became $140,000. So with the time I give it, I'm giving $140,000. He didn't give anything yet. So essentially, he's giving $140,000. If you hold it to nether, it's certainly that way. Because he didn't give anything yet. What did he give? He didn't give anything. He just made a nether. So when he gave $140,000. What? It's nicer. He has a cheshire for nicer money. It's a $40,000 difference. Does he have to give another 40? Who made the 40? Did he make it or did he not make it? There's no doing masses. It would be try to be masses. So I'm not talking about masses means that he would take the other money.
Yeah,
he gets
to give the 100.
If it's a nether, see, he promised to give this 100,000. So by the time he got to the guy, by the time he got to giving it, it became 140.
That's not a nether. That was for $100,000. But if he went to the nether, it would have been up the kinyan, then the 100.
Right, so there's no longer for the other 40. But later he's giving the other 40. He's giving another 40. He's being a nice guy. He's giving another 47. Even. But the nether part I thought was the easy part. I wonder if you ask him on that. But even for nether, there's almost nothing to talk about because the nether is nether, so you didn't give it to stuff yet. So the nether half, I think, is easy. The Kenyan half, it takes both exercises to get 140. Like the Himach Nefrayim, the other Kenyan. So the Chau and there are two ways to learn. When he gave the 100, it became Tzedakis. It became Tzedakis. Now this 100,000 became 140. Nobody, he didn't give another 40, he gave another penny. He took the 100 and he bought a certain type of stock and it went up to 140. So he gave, he did because it was nikna, it was just in his pocket. Now the Hegdish was kind of, in the meantime he was a shimer, it was in his pocket, in his account. So it was, don't tell me if you have 500,000 in the bank, because then I don't know which 100 it is. You have a 100, you have account with $100,000. And you're not me, I'm going to give this account to Tzedakah. If it's a Kenyan, then have that kind of right now. This $100,000. He didn't get the money earned it. I mean, he got it. What's the question? What's the question? If I take Tzedakah money, if Tzedakah money goes up in value, because it earns interest. When he bought the stock, he bought a stock. The stock belonged to the Tzedakah. It's $100,000, he bought a stock. So he took, if that claim was 100, that means they owned the stock. Now, the stock went up to 140, it's Tzedakah's stock. The 100 didn't multiply, the 100 was purchased something, and it went up to 140. So I would think it should be totally in this guy here. I don't know. So Tzedakah owns it. If you're the king, Tzedakah owns it. So therefore what? It belongs to Tzedakah and he guaranteed it. So he guaranteed it. Okay. But he did it with the assistance of the Gizmah. It belongs to Tzedakah and he bought stocks. Even though we're not a source, it still belongs to Tzedakah. It's the same thing by borrowing. It's the same thing. But he didn't borrow the Maaseh. He didn't. That wasn't the case. Borrowing means he took it for himself. I will think this is totally in this. We're going to come back to this tomorrow. I would suggest there's a very interesting tshuva for Rabbi Yashiv, for Frank and Yevsky. It's in the Kaivitz Tshuvas, which is Rabbi Yashiv's collected tshuvas. I think it's in the Tzadik Ches. You see right away it's a letter to Rav Frank. And he asks you about a certain shiloh being Rishonim at Tzedakah with Tzedakah. And we'll get back to that in the session tomorrow.